Do you know the number one thing that surprises engaged couples? Take a guess. The sheer amount of decisions they have to make while planning a wedding. Indoors or outdoors? How many guests? Are kids invited? Controversial. Which cake flavor? Seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what's right for you? That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to make every wedding decision a piece of cake, from choosing your dream wedding venue and vendors to deciding how to best spend your budget. With tons of customizable wedding websites, save the dates and invites, every detail will feel like you. Zola will even help you choose the gifts, experiences, and cash funds you really want. The next thing you know, you've planned your whole wedding all in one place. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's look at Kyle, the CEO, before we get to Kyle, the coach. One of Kyle's biggest strengths early on was being a CEO. Now, what I mean by that is when you're a head coach, you're in charge of the team, right? You're the CEO, you're in charge of everything. A good CEO puts good people around him, puts talented people in positions. And that's what Kyle was doing. That's inarguable. His assistants were being poached all over the league. Robert Saleh, Mike McDaniel, D'Amico Ryans, head coaches, and not just guys who are head coaches, Bobby Slowick, LaFleur, Kubiak. Everybody wanted a piece of what the 49ers had. And D'Amico Ryans has been a good head coach, and Mike McDaniel has been a pretty good head coach. Saleh didn't work out, but you're even seeing with the Jets, maybe he wasn't the problem, because after he left, their defense went in the tank, right? And their team went even more in the tank. So I don't think he was a good head coach, but he wasn't as bad as what you're seeing there right now. So we saw he just put all these great people around him, built a good organization, a quality organization. Players want to be here. I think players still want to be here. But he had all these great coaches. Saleh leaves, and it was rough the first couple of years with Robert Saleh too. The Niners didn't have a lot of talent, and he was learning how to be a defensive coordinator, but then he really got it together and was terrific for them. And then you replace him with D'Amico Ryans, who was also terrific. So it's just like home run, you know, good coaches, Chris Kocurek, just keep hitting the home runs with this stuff. Now, the last 2 years, well, it's flipped a little. Steve Wilks comes in as a defensive coordinator, and he only had 1 year in the NFL as defensive coordinator experience, but he was a well-known experienced coach. Now, that didn't work out. Didn't look like a good fit when you were watching it, even though the numbers were good. And Kyle got rid of him after a year. So it didn't work, and he got rid of him after a year. So what does he do? Well, they say that they went after Steve Spagnuolo and Bill Belichick. Those are pipe dreams. That was never happening. What, Spags is going to leave the Chiefs? Oh yeah, I'll go to the 49ers. Why? Why would he leave? Would he leave Kansas City? Bill Belichick's not going to be anybody's defensive coordinator. I mean, that's comical. They tried for Jeff Ulbrich, who was under contract. None of that stuff worked out. So they go with Nick Sorensen. And we don't know what Brandon Staley's role is, but I'm shocked if Brandon Staley doesn't have a huge hand in the defense. The Sorensen thing is not working out. This defense does not look that good under him, and I know there's less talent. So that's kind of where I am with Sorensen. There's a million examples where his scheme and things probably aren't working. But also, like we just said with Saleh, sometimes it takes time for these younger or inexperienced DCs to get it together, and he doesn't have the talent that other defensive coordinators have had. But nonetheless, it hasn't worked out. And when you've looked at the last few weeks, like we said, once Bosa got hurt, 87 points in the last 9 quarters, and his defense has looked disinterested. they look taking bad angles to tackles, missing tackles every which way. Even Shanahan himself said it's like a fundamental issue. There's stuff going on here with the defense. Sorensen has not done a good job. And Steve Wilks, listen to this. So the Niners gave up under 20 points in 11 games last year. 11, they held their opponents to under 20 points. And they fired that dude. This season, they've held their opponents to under 20 points twice. And those games were the Jets in week one, not a good offense, and the Patriots in week four with Jacoby Brissett. Any other team has scored 20 more. So that hasn't worked out well for Kyle. And now what, next year you're going to go with another defensive coordinator? So, all right, Ryan's left. Well, I'm going to hire Steve Wilks. Oh, wait, that didn't work. We're scapegoating him. He's out of here. I'm going to bring in Nick Sorensen. He's been here. He's my guy. Oh, that didn't work. I'm going to bring in another guy. That's where, okay, you're like, again, next year, if that does happen and that guy doesn't work, that's where the heat needs to start coming on. Question should happen right now, but next year is where the heat would come on. But the big one, and the one everybody's probably, you know, saying right now to themselves, is special teams. Brian Schneider's unit has been horrible. Special teams. It's cost the team games this season. It cost the team the Super Bowl. They're -8 in the Super Bowl at special teams. Guess what? If that doesn't happen, they won the championship. Kyle has to, even if he doesn't think it, if he doesn't really believe it, he has to make himself believe that special teams is important, that we need all three phases, that I need to get a really good special teams coach in here, and I need to start putting some emphasis on special teams. Even if he doesn't believe it, even if people have to sit there with him and twist his arm, he's got to get there for the benefit of him, for the benefit of the team. Special teams has been a disaster, and Kyle, as the CEO, has to treat that the same as offense and the defense, all three phases. Got to get a good person in there. Now let's move to Kyle, the head coach. We know Kyle can win with a loaded roster, but does he get more with less? I'm going to leave that question out to you, and we'll look at some stuff and we'll see what we think. Now, Kyle's 69-58 as the 49ers head coach. It's a 543 winning percentage. There's context there because he took over a rebuilding roster. Now, when it's all said and done, he'll likely have the most games coached as a 49er. As a 49ers coach, he's currently third with 127. Walsh is first with 152. So you would think, again, he's going to get there or get close. Wins, he's fourth in team history with 69. George Seifert had 98. Walsh had 92. Buck Shaw had 71. He's been in 12 playoff games. He's 8-4. Only Bill Walsh and George Seifert have had more wins in playoff games. His 543 winning percentage is seventh. But again, there is some context there because he did take over a rebuilding team. But again, when you're looking at Kyle, what's Kyle done? He's won 8 playoff games. That is a lot of playoff games. So again, anybody who's pushing to get rid of Kyle, I say, oh, hold on. Even if he stumbles into the playoffs, you don't know what's going to happen there because clearly he knows how to win in the playoffs anyway. we'll talk about the Super Bowl. He knows how to win playoff games. He does. Look at some teams. I'll go back to my Yankees, right? When you look at the 2000 Yankees when they played the Mets, yeah, they won like 88 games in the regular season. They stumbled into the playoffs. And because it was a veteran team that knew how to win, they won the World Series that year. And then next year, they couldn't hit either, and they almost won the World Series. So you get a team like this with guys who have playoff experience. You just get them in. You never know what's going to happen. And Kyle's a good playoff coach. But let's go through his season. So 2017, he was 6-10. 20th in points scored, 25th in points allowed. 2018, 4-12, 21st in points scored, 28th in points allowed. And that was the Jimmy Garoppolo injury year. And they weren't as good as people thought they were going to be that year anyway. When you look at, even if Garoppolo was a better quarterback, other than Kittle, he was throwing to Kendrick Bourne and Dante Pettis and Trent Taylor. Cassius Marsh was their best edge rusher. That wasn't a good team. They weren't a 4-12 team, but they weren't a good team. If Garoppolo stays healthy, maybe they win 8 games. I think the team was maybe a little overrated going into the season. Zaire McKinnon got hurt too. 2019, they're ahead of schedule. 13-3, they make the Super Bowl. Second in points, eighth in points allowed. 2020 was the year from hell with all the injuries and COVID, and they got displaced. They had to play in Arizona. 6-10, 21st in points scored, 17th in points allowed. 2021, they start 3-5, and you're like, maybe he isn't the dude. But then Debo Samuel puts the cape on. They finished 10-7. That was a year where maybe they got more with less. I don't know how good they were that year. Ayuk was still coming up. 13th in points scored, 9th in points allowed. Next 2 years, this is where McCaffrey comes in, Purdy comes in, and the team really starts to take off. 13-4, 6th in points scored, 1st in points allowed in 2022. 2023, 12-5, 3-3 in both points allowed and points scored. This season, 5-7, 16th in points scored, 24 in points allowed. Giving up 87 points in 9 quarters, we'll do that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
To you. Now, if Kyle has a losing season and they have to go 4-1 for him to avoid that, he will have had 4 winning seasons and 4 losing seasons in 8 years. Now, again, there's context to that because he took over a rebuilding team. He's had a couple years with injuries. And in his 4 winning seasons, they were very successful. It's not like he was 9-8 or 10-6 or 9-7. And they had decent years where they stuck into the playoffs. Like, no, they were really good and they made long runs in those seasons. But if he doesn't have another losing season, he would tie Dick Nolan for the most losing seasons in 49ers history. So again, factors in there. And you've seen Kyle, when he's got Garoppolo or Brock Purdy, he's 60-27 as head coach. With other QBs, he's 9-31. Are they a front-running team? Is he a front-running head coach? Does he get less with more? Or does he get more with less, I should say? Can he win close games? Well, we know things have happened at the end of games. We'll get into some stats. But I will say this. Last year in the playoffs, they were down in both those games, and both those games looked pretty bad, and they came back. That is not easy to do in the playoffs. When you're getting the doors, we got nothing working against Green Bay. When you're getting your doors blown off by Detroit, they won both of those games. They came back. Kyle came back in those games. Got to give him credit there. That's what I mean. For the stats I'm about to read you, even with these stats, we've seen them come back. We've seen them do it in the playoffs. We saw them in 2000 and what was it, 21? It was still in 21 this year I'm thinking of, where they got in the playoffs and they won an ugly game against the Cowboys, an ugly game against the Packers. They had no business going to Green Bay and winning that game. And they did. And they were a dropped interception away from making the Super Bowl and a team that maybe that wasn't as good as the other team. So we've seen them do that. But here are some other things that drive fans crazy. Again, we're looking at both sides of this. 125 coaches have had 40 or more regular season games decided by 7 points or less. Kyle has a winning percentage of 396 in those games, which is 118th out of 125. The longest active streak of consecutive losses when down by 8 points or more in the fourth quarter are the Panthers with 58 and the 49ers with 42. 41 of those games are since Kyle Shanahan took over in 2017, which is the most since 2017. So, you know, 49ers fans who are used to, especially the ones used to Montana Magic, it's not happening a lot based on those numbers. The big thing is blowing leads in two Super Bowls with the 49ers. And whether you think he knew the overtime rules or you don't think he knew the overtime rules in the last Super Bowl, he's never living down not taking the ball in OT. Maybe if he wins a championship, he will live it down, but it's going to stay with him, man. And the people who follow the NFL casually or other teams or whatever, what they know about Kyle Shanahan or what they think, oh yeah, he blows Super Bowls. So until he doesn't do that, that is going to hang over him as well. But I think the people comparing him to Andy Reid's tenure in Philly right now, where Reid needed a new start. Kyle's in his eighth year, so he's going into his ninth year next year. Reid was in Philly for 14 seasons, and they fired him after back-to-back seasons where he went a combined 12 and 20 after 10 or more wins in 8 of his first 12 seasons. We are not there yet with Kyle. If that's what you're comparing it to, the Philly situation with Andy Reid, we are not there with Kyle Shanahan. If Kyle is losing season next year, or 9-8, or a disappointing season, and you have two back-to-back seasons where it's not good, then we can get there. We're not there yet. This team, you don't know what's going to happen next year. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.